I know. But,
one thing that's an anticipation. So I'm at, we're going to have a little bit of dialogue, a little bit of conversations, then we'll get into the evening. First and foremost, welcome to those who have not been to the shop before. I know there's a few faces. You guys are welcome. If you guys have questions, feel free to ask any of us. We're all going to be able to answer questions. Everybody this evening that you see here is actually on our reader schedule as well. So if you find them intriguing, we encourage you to come out and check them out at a later date. We do offer healings. We do mediumship psychic readings. We do classes. We have a psychic development class coming up here at the end of January. We have a drum circle coming up for the summer
eclipse.
Thank you. Eclipse that's coming up. My brain is not here. I apologize.
April 8th.
Yes, thank you.
Psych development, January 24th.
Yep. And we have calendars and all that fun stuff over here. What I'm going to do is I'm also going to introduce my partners in crime for the evening and those who graciously said they would be willing to entertain this with me. And we're going to start with Mike, who's one of the fellow owners here at the shop.
Yay! I'm a psychic medium, Reiki master, teacher, bars, facilitator, access facelift facilitator, body processes, and indoor healing, psychic medium, less fun stuff. So.
And he tends to work closer with the angels side of the house.
Angel spirit guides are my go-tos, but as I always tell people, sometimes mom and dad, uncle, Jesse will come in, they're more welcome to pop in and say hi if they want to. So. I kind of do. Sometimes even past lives come forward, so I never know what I'm going to get until someone's done in front of me.
My name's Lynette. I'm a psychic medium. I read cards. I do bars. I do Reiki. Angel Ray. Just a lot of different things. And I'm similar to what Mike talks about. I mean, I use the cards, but whatever comes, comes. So whatever comes to me, and I'm guided to talk about is what I talk about. So,
Amber.
I'm a psychic medium. I read oracle cards. I do smoke messages, fire bullets, wherever, you're from, that's what you'll call them. Which I'll be doing tonight. I'll give whatever messages come through for you. And I'm the house paranormal investigator. I am the paranormal team.
Ohio Metaphysics for Paranormal Research.
Nope, that's not it.
As you can see, we like to have fun.
If you had thought tonight was going to be serious, I apologize.
Ohio Metaphysics and Paranormal Research.
I'm so happy.
That was a show. At the end of the night, I will do your smoke messages, but I will hold on to them and so we can spray them with hairspray so they're not smudged all over the place.
I'm Anne. I'm a medium. I do tarot readings and intuitive oracle card readings. I have a blue here. Thank you for coming to
my phone. My name is Brian. I'm a psychic medium this evening. I'll be doing flower messages. We'll have probably Anne assisting with some of these as well. I'm going to say it to you guys this way. We're going to keep it informal and as much as possible. If anybody has a question, raise your hand, ask the question. Also, the side part on this conversation, don't be afraid. I'm going to say it this way. Don't be afraid to have a conversation with us, but don't turn it into a 20-minute conversation. If you know what I mean? So we can get to everybody this evening and stuff like that. So if you want to have a little bit of dialogue back and forth, that's great. If not, we'll pull you aside afterwards or whatever we need to do. And trust me, depends how the night goes, we'll do it anyway. other than that, I'm going to have Lynette do open prayer for us.
Okay. Mother, Father, God, Creator, we thank you for everyone that is here and present with us. We thank you for the messages that are coming through for everyone that's here, your guidance, your love, and for always being there for us.
And let's go ahead and do the one everyone knows. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory forever and ever. Amen.
And maybe in the angel parts, I'm going to bring in the angels for directions. That's Archangel Michael, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Raphael, set in the four corners of the building. And as always, Minotron loves to be in that center at their light. And Michael wants to remind us that we all have a inner strength within us. Don't ever doubt self, second yourself. Be strong and continue to move forward. This year is bringing in some new discoveries. So don't be afraid of the unknown. And don't be afraid to put yourself out there.
We're waiting for a moment. Yeah.
Oh, can I jump first?
Go for
sorry,
it.
Go right ahead.
I'm really drawn to come to you. I have a woman presenting herself. At first, she presented like a sister, but now I'm feeling more like it is someone who is like family, like a friend that is so close, they're almost like family. She is in spirit. Can you take that point without giving me any detail? Okay. All right. Thank you. She's wanting me to have this color. She said, she's telling me that she's sending her love to you, that she wants you to be happy. She wants you to bring some more lightness into your life and some more color. And she gives you the love. Thank you.
So just to let everyone know, generally most of us are asked if we can come to you or if we can offer you a message and stuff like that. It's personal choice if you would like that to happen or not. We just do it as a way to just to make sure that that energy is there for us. Can I come to you?
Mm-hmm.
May I have your name?
Cheryl.
I'm sitting here, and the funny thing is it's more of a conversation than it is for me than anything else. So I'm going to say this is for you, and it's letting you know that you have become the true flower that you're meant to become. I have a very strong male speaking to me, so father's in spirit, correct?
No.
For them, this would be his dad speaking very,
okay.
very strongly. And I'm going to say there's a lot of connection there. He's very much talking about the woman who you become. You've been able to bloom. You've been able to blossom. You've also been able to take care of those that are around you. And I think a lot of times what happens is you want to tighten up. You want to be this very tight bloom. When in reality, if you open yourself up, offer those connections to those around you, you're going to find out things open more than anything. Funny thing is he's talking about collectibles and I don't know what he's talking about because he's talking about collectibles and I have to bring up collectibles. Like he's just insisting on about these collectibles that's the bigger message behind this. All right.
Okay.
All right. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. There you are.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I'm going to come back here to you. Smoke messages, I read the pictures that they give you. And what it's showing me is that you've had a lot to overcome. You've had a lot of things going on. You've had to count on your strength a whole lot. And you're going to be moving past that. You're going to be moving into some things that are going to be working better for you. You do have people watching over you. And I see a woman with long dark hair. I want to say her name starts with an S. She's not stepping forward for her, which means she's just standing. She's letting you know that she's there to comfort you and guide you and just be there for you. And I see a butterfly in here, which means that I don't know if you see them or you. If you don't already pay attention, because you're going to start seeing them, that's your spirit guide and your ancestors letting you know. They're there to guide you and to help you move forward past all your struggles. The orange is your strength, okay? And I'm gonna keep this up here so I can make sure you grab it before you leave, okay?
Changing, like from inside and becoming who you're supposed to be. It's kind of like the caterpillar and the butterfly. And so are you wanting to make changes? All right. So I am hearing you be patient with that. Like there's a part of you that knows you have to be patient, but there's another part of you that's like, when is this going to happen? I just want this to happen.
Yes.
Also spiritually, intuitively, Spirit is telling me that practice more and trust your intuition, because there's times you get things and then you're like, oh, I'm not going to do that. And then you think, oh, I should listen to that. So you do have a new guide coming in, and you do have angels that are around you that are wanting to work with you. So spend quiet time, whatever that quiet time, however your quiet time is. It might be different than my quiet time. And focus and put out there what it is that you want to do, you know, kind of where you want to go. And they're telling me to stop doubting yourself and to believe in yourself. And they want you to do an exercise for the next couple of weeks. They want you to stand in front of the mirror every day and say something good to yourself. And it doesn't matter what it is. And if you start to think negative, because we all do it, I mean, you know, I try to do that sometimes, and then I'm like, oh, you just look really goofy today. But they want you for the next 2 weeks to stand in front of the mirror and say something positive to yourself. They want you to start to see yourself like they see you, so that you can continue to open up.
I'm going to piggyback on you real quick, just real quick, because I was already planning on coming here, and I pulled one for you, and so you're going to get flower for me. So I normally, whenever I pick up flowers, that spirits calls me to pick up. So I'm a very strong female. I'm a citizen grandma when I'm going to talk, and she's the one who's presenting the message, and it's a unique flower in the sense that if you check this flower out, the middle of it, at its core, uh-huh. is actually kind of rotten. To be honest, and I'm not trying to say that you're wrong to your core. What I am saying is that you have this wonderful, beautiful flower that's around you, and you're letting all the outside influences affect you at a core, and it is keeping you from moving forward, keeping you from embracing that true self. More importantly, it's about self-love and you focusing on that heart chakra opened up so you can blossom. All right.
And can I come to you?
Sure.
Are you guys all sisters?
Yeah.
Tell you what, you guys would be in a past life because you guys are all very connected on a very soul level. You guys have shared past lifetimes, you've shared past experiences, and you have a lot of stuff to share in this lifetime. You guys are all friends?
We're
sisters. We're past ones. Okay, that makes 100,000% 100%. For you, though, you have a lot going on this year. There's a lot of sticks on the fire going on. Past life-wise, you've passed with the nursing ones. You've always been in water, around water, on boats. You were an explorer. I want to address this. Is very strange to me. Christopher Columbus, you were part of his crew as he came over and explored the New World. You've been on the Titanic. You've been on some naval ships for the French. You've been on ships, and just there's water all around you. So I would say find water, make it your sacred space as a way to. But we're connecting heal, because this is also a healing year for you. So make sure we're doing the self-care to heal. And I know you have grandma with you, but I also have a grandmother with you as well. Just watching over you, giving that extra kick in the pants to get moving this year, because you have a lot of things to accomplish this year. I want to address learning, education, school of some sort for you this year. However that looks, where it takes place, go ahead and do it. But it's time for you to get things moving. This is your year. To achieve, accomplish, and do, okay? And you can do so. There's so much that you are capable of doing that you don't even realize that you are able to do so. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Vicki, I'm coming over here. I was going to read somebody else, but I have your dog right here and playing with the ball. I see lots of wings in here, so those are spirits or messages from spirit. I don't know if your dog has been, like, you've noticed them around more and or maybe moving around your house. They want you to know that they are okay. I don't know if you see, like, the wings here. They're just, and that's significant. This is, you got to get out of this darkness, okay? You got to move past that, and that's what they want. They want you to move past that, and they wanted you to know that they're happy, okay?
Ashley, fatherly presence coming in for you, but also a younger male with him. Can you take that point? And the fatherly figure wants you to have this. He wants you to know that you need to trust yourself, that you need to take care of yourself, and he sends you a lot of love.
I can go back now.
Can I come to
me?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you for your name.
Kristen.
So everyone in the room, I apologize. I'm going to ask you for your name here. It's a me thing. So I'm going to talk real quick. I have spirit wanting me to pull this flower, and they're insisting that I pull this flower, and it's you're going to see real quick. One, I have to identify the family unit. I have to identify everybody that is in the family, and we have the mom and dad of the group that are out there trying to do their best to do what they can. If you actually notice, we have some, I'm going to say some tethered, they're kind of worn out at this point. They're a little tired. And we have, I'm going to laugh and say, we have one that is still trying to blossom, still trying to find their way. And we have the other one who is stepping forward, who is, I'm going to say she's finding her way pretty good. More importantly, I also want to do this other part, is we have to remember that every now and then when it comes to supporting ourselves, we have to get rid of things that don't make sense in our lives. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's about trimming off things that we're wasting our time on. Sometimes it's hobbies. Sometimes it's just trying to make time for what needs to be made. I'm going to say we have a lot of craziness going on right now, and it's just not assisting us. The other thing is it's about making sure we're taking care of ourselves, because we have other people that are relying on us in that part of that conversation. Am I making sense?
Yes, you are.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. I have to do the two of you together because I can't. The energy just keeps jumping back and forth between the two of you. So are you related? Are you married? Are you
married
together? Okay. I'm going to have you each pull a card. You've been together in other lifetimes before. So I don't know if you feel that connection in this lifetime, but and not just as like married people or as a couple. You've been together in other positions in other ways, as friends, as work people. You've been in revolts and revolutions and things like that, causing trouble, not necessarily, not in a bad way, but for whatever you believed in. So there's many lifetimes where the two of you are together. And I think that's why I feel your energy. Like every time I kept looking, it was just kept melding together. So playfulness is about having fun. So spirit is letting you know that you need to have fun. Sometimes you're too serious or you take things too seriously. And there's changes coming, and they want you to look at them not just from a serious aspect of it, to look at it from a happier aspect, from a more joyful way of looking at it. Like, will this bring me more joy? Will this make me happy? Will this give me more time to play? All right. So, and I don't know, June, July, somewhere in that time period, there's some kind of a shift going on for you. So be open to how that's going to come to you, because we get hung up in oh, this can only happen this way. I like to use money because everybody wants money. Oh, I'm going to win the lottery, but most people don't believe they can ever win the lottery. So be open to how the universe wants to present things to you.
I accept that lottery.
A lot of people. So I'm going to ask you this question. If you were, I don't know, walking into a restaurant and a guy came up to you and said, hi, you look like a really nice lady and I have $5,000 in this envelope and I want to give it to you. Will you take it?
Absolutely.
You're the first person that ever told me yes.
Why?
Because most people are like, well, no, because I don't know what they want. What are they? Why do they want to give me the money? And
nope.
So
manifesting.
Yes.
Yep, got it.
Keep working on that. All right. Yours is about focus. What do you do for work? Are you thinking about not doing something different, but either going into a different department, moving up, doing? There's going to be a lot of opportunity for you. I would say late spring,
take that.
Summer, because I feel that there's a part of you that's either unfulfilled or things are not how you thought they were going to be, and so you're looking for something you can't seem to find. Instead of looking, I would say put it out to the universe, and like she just talked about the money and manifesting, put it out to the universe and allow it to come the way that spirit wants it to come for you so that it works out better. And they're also telling me that the two of you need to spend some time together, having fun and doing things with each other. And who has the male in spirit? Which one of you has a male in spirit? He's pushing you. He wants you to move forward, have fun, do things that make you happy. And he's around you a lot. So do you ever feel him? He's an older man. Like I'm not old like a grandfather old, but it is definitely a male, and he's not young, so he's not like a teenager.
Somebody dies young, do they age in death? Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. No. Okay. I mean, I don't believe so. Do you think so?
So like,
what I'm gonna say is they can present themselves older or younger if they choose to.
Well, that's true. Yes.
They'll present how they want to be shown ideally. Was that their ideal self?
Well, yeah, that's true.
And also, too, here's the other thing. A lot of times, like, we were, you know, something, dad died young or grandpa
yeah.
died young or something of that situation. What a lot of times what they'll do is they'll try to give us signals for us to identify them correctly. And so it's this conversation. They're presenting, they're trying to get it. They're trying to get us to say stuff so that we can identify who they are to you. And a lot of this is just our symbol system for us to make things work. So,
are you a dreamer at night, a time dreamer? Because I feel like it comes to you sometimes during the night, like in a dream time. So I would just say, in your moving forward, just be open to what comes. Especially you, don't fight it. There's a part of you that fights things sometimes.
Right. Thank you. I'll turn it
over. Can I help you? Name, please. So this is January, this is the beginning of the year, so of course a lot of times the message for the year is what's coming up for the end of the year. And for you, Buttercup, you're in for a very spiritual roller coaster ride this year. Okay. You have things, there's a lot of ups and downs with the spirit when it comes to your growth and development. So don't feel that sometimes you're not growing or expanding, because you really are. Spirit will give as much to us as they think we can take. And then with the process, because we're human, right? Well, I think we are anyways. So you've got the process sometimes. Don't feel like you're not growing, expanding, because you are. This is your expansion. This is the year for you to open up, shoot everything. We're going to talk about writing. And this for me is twofold. First off, we're talking automatic writing. They're saying start practicing with automatic writing. That's one. Also address writing. I know you're looking for new career, new things. I'm saying not writing as far as diary, but I'm saying creative writing. If there's stories or things you want to tell that you need on paper, they're saying you get it out and do it right now. and who knows what was from there. Whatever it's stories, short stories, poems, lyrics, what it is, to start writing the things that are in your head and your heart. As always, but don't forget there are other spirit and other guides that are going to be helping you in this process this year. So I'm saying guide change for you coming up as well. And there's something around the fall time, April, November. They're making a very pointed note to point out those few months for you as far as the fall goes. So whether it's an epiphany, an aha moment, or oh my God, holy crap, what did you guys do to me kind of thing? But there's something big coming up around October, November of this year. They're also addressing job change. So they're saying get the fields out, get the resumes out, start looking at what it is that you want to get into that's going to sustain you for at least the foreseeable future. No specifics, because it's wide open for you. There's so many things you can do. They're saying this is not just career-wise, but also personal life. Don't limit yourself. Quit trying to hold back. It's like you're trying to hold back the floodwaters.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let open those floodgates and let whatever comes forward wash downstream.
You guys
don't
have to deal
with it. I'm going to take some time off, sorry. No, but there, it's also been an emotional roller coaster ride this year as well. Okay. So just, you know, again, the roller coaster is twofold, spirit and emotions. So they're going to kind of take you through some stuff. So just be ready for what comes forward.
Okay. Can I piggyback on that? Because I also had this note from yeah. Also your, yes, your grandmother, great grandmother on your dad's side, because she's on your, I understand, to your right. And these are from her, but she was also talking about the career change and she said it might surprise you. Okay. Okay. She knows that you're drawn to helping people, but this new thing that's coming for you is will help people, but it may not be your most obvious. So that's also
okay.
Thank you.
Can I
Stacy.
Stacy. So one of the funny things is a lot of you guys know, if you don't know, I'm also our herbalist in house. So for me, sometimes things come through in different ways and different conversations. So first and foremost, I want to talk about eating. And I don't know why I want to bring up eating, making sure we're eating the right foods, make sure that we're focused on, I want to say, I don't know if it's allergies. I don't know what's going on. It's causing a lot of, I really have like, it's going crazy in the body is part of that conversation. Can you take that conversation? Mm-hmm. All right. Flip side on this is I also have lilies. So lilies talk about mind, talk about memories and stuff like that. And a lot of times if our stomachs are out of whack or if there's things going on, we end up getting ourselves in a brain fog and things that we don't ever think we're going to have to deal with. So we have to identify that as well. The other thing is they're also about a star. It's also about understanding that I'm going to say it this way. I feel like there's a lot of galactic energy in you. I kind of think in this way, I think there is conversations. I don't think you ever set foot on this earth until this lifetime. I think previous lifetimes you were on another planet. So I think there's a lot of things that your body's trying to get adjusted to and used to at this point in time. And it's really, and I, funny part is that very strong male is wanting to bring this message to you. I'm going to say this is male and I want to go bad because I feel it's very close, very tight to you. He's also talking about the family structure and stuff like that. I think there's a lot of new babies coming for you guys in the family. I feel. Sorry, I'm only going to talk about what I can talk about. I have babies that will be coming forward, and I'm going to say it this way. Dad's like, are we ready yet? Are we ready yet? Are we ready yet? Like kind of that conversation of kind of driving the bus. And also I have to let you know that there's also, he's identifying two people, but somebody who needs a little extra care, a little extra attention that he wants you to kind of be aware of and kind of stop being kind of being assistance. And I'm assuming that would be you. Him wanting to stop and give assistance and trying to help anyway. I'm gonna say for you to stop and physically and help, and then him stepping in on an energetic level and helping as well. All right. Yeah, absolutely.
It's funny because I'm going over here too.
That's how this works.
I have where you've built a strong foundation, you've been strong for everybody. I see an animal here that you have, and I see a dark-haired man that's watching over you, helping guide you, and, you know, just, he looks like he's very clean-cut. He just wants you to know that he's there and watching over you, and just so you know, and that he's with you in that strength. I also have the number 3 here and over here. I can't see it over here in the dark, but that means that something is coming into contention for you. But I'm not sure about the animal. I thought it was a cat, but it doesn't have a tail.
It's my cat. He's probably laying on it.
yeah, he's right here, and he's just like, he said that he's watching over you, just so he's showing himself, you know, up here, so you know that he's not, like, covered, but he's just there. He's just, like, keeping everything. But you've been very strong for everybody. He helped keep everybody kind of together. And then 4, which shows that you've had a lot of healing to do, too. It's for you, and I will...
for those who take one of these home, look at the fire messages, because there's colors and stuff in them, which is insane. And it's just a normal conversation. I am going to cut those messages. So, thank you. All right, so I'm going to laugh and say, one, get out of her head. Is the first conversation I have this, and I'm going to say this is the same gentleman who's talking, is letting me know that you tend to be a warrior, you tend to process a lot of things in our head, and that's not always a good thing. I have a very good friend who says, if we're thinking, we're stinking, and so I think in a lot of ways, that's kind of what's going on, is I think we're so worried about those thought processes that we're actually not taking that action. So we got to, I'm going to say dial that back one way or the other. Also start leading with her gut, trusting that instinct. And so that's this flower. This flower is understanding that we have our own potential. We have our own growth. I also have a conversation about school, and I don't know what's going on with school, but I just have like a lot of, I'm going to use the term chaos right now. It's a lot of things that are going on, and we just have to be open to the exploration, being open to that conversation. And also, I'm going to say it to you this way. There's a dance we're going to in the spring that you have to say yes to. All right. And by the way, you know who's asking you.
Can you pull a card for me? And what's your name?
Oh, my name's
Abby. Where's that at? Oh, that's a nice name. All right. So you pulled the meditation card. So there is, I'm sure, you know, just normal meditation where you listen to things, go deep into meditation, but there's also walking meditation. If you like to be outside, you can walk through nature. You can sit outside on the ground. You can, if you like the ocean, go by the ocean. So whatever quiet time is for you, make sure you give yourself that space. I feel like you need that space. Like either sometimes you're overwhelmed or you're just tired of people or you just need time to yourself. And are you creative in some way?
Yeah.
What? How does your creativity come out? Well, continue to be creative. There are new guides coming for you to help push you in a direction or help you with things that you think about, because you do think a lot. And so, as Brian said, try to get out of your head a little bit and just start doing things and don't worry so much about, like, I'm not saying go rob a bank or something like that, but I'm just talking about, like, you know how we get hung up and, oh, I don't want to do that. What will people think? Or, oh, I don't know that I know how to do that. Give yourself that space to do that, because that is what's going to help you keep moving forward and open doors for you. All right. And be open to these angels and these guides that are coming in to help you with things. All right.
Sorry, did they hate me? So, piggybacking on what Brian said in a second, more than a minute. First off, what drew me to you was that you have muses with you, inspire you to. I'm gonna say how it's come across. Don't mean offensively, but to do better, to continue to better yourself, to better those around you, because you inspire others as well. So it's about you finding your inspiration, what inspires you to do your best and to help you come out of your shell more, help you grow, and about being creative or using your creativity in ways that helps you kind of discover, explore some shifts going on this year for you, right? Around dress, where to go, come back to me. Oh, yes. My guide, Merlin, who loves to come in and speak, he speaks about magic. I know that magic is real in the world. It's not Harry Potter magic. It's not Hocus Pocus magic. But magic does exist. And for you to really see the magic of what's going on around you, the magic in nature, because you're very nature-centered. Like, nature is your refuge. It's your place you go to. Of course, right now, it's kind of sucks because we're in Ohio. It's like, you know, negative 5 outside. So getting outside nature is not very good right now. So when spring hits, it's about going back to your roots, getting back in touch with your inner self, getting back in that nature, inspiring, getting inspiration for yourself to create and do more. I want to address some changes going on with the house. I don't know if we're painting or decorating, but we're making some changes in the house coming up this year. And unfortunately, I do want to piggyback on the whole child, you know, there's kids coming forward for you. I have a boy for sure, and there's a question about a girl coming. So I do have, they're not giving me a time frame, but we do have kids coming in. I'm so sorry. Don't hate me. But they want to address the kids coming in for you. Because it's about, and when they do come forward, about you teaching them, again, your beliefs, your values, seeing the world as more of a abstract place than what the world really is. They're really showing them what the world's all about. Like, open their eyes to culture, to everything that's available and an offering to you know, whatever we have going on. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
May I come to you? Mm-hmm. Do you name Carl? This is from a woman who is presenting herself, and she's older, right? Getting like motherly. Can be close friend of mothers, but she is saying that you have been the sunshine for so much. She wanted you to have this color. She also says, you know, the thorns are removed, that sometimes people might perceive you as not being approachable, but you are very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And you are opening up just like this beautiful flower.
Okay.
Would you like to pull a card? Okay, so you drew the self card.
Mm-hmm.
It's really time for you to look at what your needs are,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
what is so. Going to make you happy, what you need to do to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a pet?
No.
Okay, would you like one?
Yes.
Because I'm feeling like there's maybe some loneliness there,
mm-hmm.
and that you deserve not to be lonely.
Okay.
That you deserve to put this time into you.
Okay.
And it's your time right now.
Right now.
2024 is your year.
Okay.
You gotta take care of yourself.
Okay.
If you want a pet, you can get a
pet.
You can get a cat without a tail, like that picture. But it's for you.
Okay.
So what would work best for you?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Go for it. Welcome right here. You got a lot going on. You got lots going on this year.
Wow.
Lots.
Oh.
I see lots of blues and oranges in here. I know it's dark over here and you can't see much, but I see lots of healing going on, which is good for you. You're going to be setting goals and you're going to be showing lots of progression is going to be going on. You're going to be start creating new stuff. And I see a male and a female in there, which I know that we have discussed that, but I don't think it's that. You ever seen the painting?
Share with the crowd.
I know, it's weird. Her and her son have shared past lives together, but I don't think it's that. I think it's spirit coming in to, okay, yes, sorry. Spirit will be assisting you in your endeavor. Sorry, I'm listening. Have you ever seen the painting with the guy that's screaming and pointing his face? I literally see that right here, and you'll have to look at it in the light. His mouth's wide open, and he has the two eyes. I don't know what the significance of that is yet, but that's what I'm seeing right here. but you've got a lot going on this year. You're going to be very busy. Like Mel here, maybe you two want to talk about it. There's lots of things progression going forward. So be prepared.
Can I come to you to join me? This is going to sound so. Are we related?
Sort of.
All right, because this is what's going on. It's and the funny part is I started to pull flowers, and I'm like, oh, I have a grandpa, and then like I have a lot of male energy around us in spirit. Like it's the weirdest conversation. It's like I have a lot of male energy that's in spirit around us, and it's very important that I bring that up. Am I making sense? Like I have like it's like normally I'd have a grandpa. But it's like, I have multiples. Like it's, so it's weird for the two of you guys. So is it adopted family, chosen family?
She is my stepbrother's ex-wife.
All right. Yes. Okay. That's good. That makes sense. Cause it's like, I'm getting this combined energy and it's like, they're lining up behind you guys. And it's like, they're pushing you guys both to do, I hate to say it, do better. And I'm going to say it that way. Cause I think there's a lot of things that have been going on and the message is like, do better. And I think I don't, and I'm going to say it this way. Like, I apologize that it's related to her other half, but I'm going to say it this way. It's time to make the right choices, make these decisions that are going to better us and better who we are. Also, I'm going to say, look at the caliber of people we're dating and try to, and it's now about you finding those people who we should be dating versus those who the bad boys that we shouldn't be dating in those conversations. He's also talking about a significant job change. And anytime spirit tells me it's a significant job change, it's like someone just got a degree or somebody's working in their field that they're looking to work in. I feel like this is I'm getting goosebumps when I'm talking. Like, I feel like this is going to be a major upheaval for you. So it's good. It's positive. It's good, positive. But I really feel like it's going to be one of these times like where you roll over and stand there like, oh, how much money are you going to be ready to offer me? You know, it's going to be $5, $10 more than you're making now and doing a job that you really want to do. All right, I'm going to break these up between the two of you. I'm handing that one to you. I have to hand this one to you. And once again, I have like a lot of male energy I want to establish in spirit for you. And then the flip side is I'm going to laugh and say I also have talked kids. Unlike her, I've talked for babies. I've talked tons of dogs coming up for you. And if we don't have those dogs right now, I feel like we're going to have more and more dogs. You can take some advice from her probably a little later, but like I feel like we're gonna have more dogs coming in than we realize very quickly. I'm gonna say probably by the end of the year we're gonna be having a new one into the family. All right.
Thank you.
Welcome.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
What's your name? Oh, I like that. Is there a story behind that?
I was born in the Middle East.
Oh, I like it. Before I get into it, can you do oracle cards? Are you a dreamer?
Yeah.
I mean, like a dreamer at night besides just like a daydreamer?
Yes. Yeah,
do you understand your dreams, pay attention to them?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I'm just going to tell you the first impression I had when I was drawn to you is you have a lot of what I would consider alien or galactic energy around you. Does that make any sense to you? All right. Do you know who some of your guides are and stuff? Because I've been trying to communicate with you. So when you dream, I would pay attention to who comes to you in your dreams, because spiritually, psychically, what do you do with your psychic now? Do you know things? Do you pay attention to your dreams? Do you? All right. Are you also right?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of work do you do?
I am a licensed private investigator.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Does that help you in your work, I would think?
Well, sometimes, yes.
All right. There will be other opportunities for you. And when I ask about writing, I see you writing. I see you writing other things. So not just maybe work-related things, but either stories or books or presentations.
Clears.
Huh?
Clears.
All right. So be open to how those changes come to you. They're telling me that like you're like standing here. and they're wanting you to, like, they don't want to push you over the mountain, but they're trying to give you a little bit of a push. I don't know if there's a part of you that's pushing back a little bit, but you're like on the edge of opening up to all of these things. And they're telling me to tell you to let go of whatever it is that you're holding on to. There's a part of you that's either, I don't know, disappointed, mad about something. They want you to let that go so you can keep moving forward and keep writing the lyrics, because that is part of what's out there that's available to you. That's exactly how I heard it, was available to you. So keep allowing yourself to move forward with what it is that makes you happy, and make that connection with that other energy, because it's going to help you take things to a different level. Does that make sense to you?
You know, a little accurate, because I had a dream about Buddy Glacier last night, and he died last week.
Yeah. I mean, I would pay attention to your dreams. Your intuitive sense is extremely strong. And so allow it to come through. Does that freak you out when those things happen?
No, absolutely not.
So, and if it doesn't, then I believe that helps you stay open to what spirit wants to bring you. So what kind of music?
Well, I produce for other artists, depending on what kind of thing, country, rock, metal. Myself, I do metalcore. I write programs.
Yeah, just be open, because you're about to, like, don't be afraid to take that step off the mountain, all right? Nobody's going to let you fall. Spirit is not going to let you fall. You also have someone around you that is in spirit that watches over you very, very closely. And so allow yourself to keep moving forward and let go of what doesn't serve you anymore, and let go of the things that you're holding on to that hold you back a little bit.
My therapist told me something about 2 hours ago.
And see, she's for free. So.
I mean, you just have so much potential, and so many dreams and things that you want to do, and spirit's trying to help you do them. So give yourself that space to, and when I say this, trust me, I know it's not like just a button you turn on and it's that super easy, but allow yourself to start to take those steps to go where you want to go. And don't be afraid to be who you are. There's a part of you that's like, well, it doesn't matter if anybody likes it or not, as long as you're happy and it feeds your soul, go for it. All right?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, now, do you know if I piggyback on that for a second? Do you want to know who some of your guides are?
Yes.
So, you know, Commander Ashtar. Commander Ashtar of the Ashtar Command.
Good, I'm sorry.
Commander Ashtar of the Ashtar Command.
Yes.
You have Lady Master Hilarion, and your master teacher is Babaji.
Did I get this, like, text to me?
I'll write it down for you.
Remind me, but Lady Master Hilarion, you know, Commander Ashtar, and then your master teacher is Babaji.
Galactic Federation.
Yes.
Yep.
That's actually the Ashtar Command. That's the galactic energy. Like I said, Lady Master Hilarion is one of the Seven Masters, as well as Babaji is also one of the Seven Masters, and he is your master teacher.
I'm also really into like extraterrestrial, so you know that.
That's Ashtar.
That's Ashtar.
You already have a flower over there. Did I talk to you already? Because can I? Do you mind if I come to you? And I know you already have a flower. Typically, I would avoid you, but I'm
standing over here going, I have to talk to her. I have to talk to her, and I have to talk to her.
So I got to talk kids, and I'm not quite sure what's going on with the kid front. And so I've been trying to sit here and kind of struggling with spirit to try to get for them to give me the complete conversation. So do we have a kid that's not with us anymore?
No, but I'm pregnant.
All right. So because it's like, I have a child, but I'm like, there's no child. Like it's not a child that I'm able to pick up, you know, and stuff like that. And so what was really important is that I identify that where this kid came from. And so I have to let you know, this really feels like this is going to be that grandparent energy coming forward in this lifetime. And then this kid is going to be wide open. Like, I hate to say, I think this kid is going to be autistic on that level. Like, I really feel like this kid is wide open and have a lot of information to share, a lot of conversations. I'm going to laugh and say, I feel it's a boy energy.
Okay.
I feel very strongly that it's going to be a male. And he's letting me know that it's also in this conversation that I think he's going to be quicker than you anticipate. So whenever date they tell you, plan about 3 weeks early because he's going to show up. He's going to show up one way or the other. And he's also sending you a yellow rose because he's not quite sure what he's doing.
Thank you.
Here I go.
I'm going back here too. I'm going to come to you. I know that he's already been here. Can you hear spirit? Are you sensitive? Because they talk to you.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if you notice or not, but they do. You have a lot of people around you. Nothing bad. So nothing bad by any means. I know it's hard to see back here. That I see several spirits here, and they try to communicate with you. There's lots of blue, calm energy. You have lots of calmness around you. They're just telling you to remember to stay grounded and make sure that you keep your strong roots. Just make sure you pay attention. Like, I don't know if, like, you find dimes here or there, or, like, little things just remind you of loved ones and things like that. That's your guys here letting you know that they're there.
Okay.
And I'll leave this up here for you, and you'll be able to see better in the light. You'll
okay.
be able to see all of them.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
May I come to you?
Yes.
What's your name?
Sandy.
Sandy. Okay. So, this is great. Feeling like it's the grandmotherly energy, and she's saying she's my old-fashioned girl. She wanted these flowers, this color. She's telling me your life didn't go exactly the way you thought it would, but there were some bends and there were some turns, but you handled it beautifully. Okay, see her. So you whether you acknowledge it or not, you see things other people don't, and you know that. You do know that. Oh, that's awesome. Okay. They're just telling me this is a familial thing. It came down from your family. Anybody else get that in the family? Okay. So trust your instinct. Avoid anything. It's right on. And that you do need to maybe pay a little more attention to that because they're giving you some messages to for yourself. Just, you know, again, take care of yourself. Go ahead and put yourself first when you need to. That's what I'm sure. So I'm going to say, my beautiful girl. Yeah. So I'll leave it at that.
Hi.
Okay. And what is your name?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to pull a card.
Nature. Are you a nature person?
Yes. You like the snow?
No. I didn't think so. I just thought it was. So when the nature card shows up, it's about you spending time in nature and noticing what's going on in nature. And like I told her back there, you know, the more you connect with nature, the more nature connects with you and talking to you. So I would tell you, whatever what it means to you, to make that like in whatever way that works for you. Because I like to go outside and sit on the grass and throw my phone sometimes and talk to the trees and the flowers and stuff, but that may not be what you want to do. So do what works with, you know, touches your soul. I also have to ask you, do you have somebody in spirit who would be apologizing to you?
Yes.
Who is that person to you?
My mother.
She's, I see her with her head down, and she's telling you that she's sorry. So And she's telling me that she knows that my piece are difficult for you to hear. I will tell you why I understand why she's here. but yeah. But she wants you to know that there's things that she never said to you that she should have said to you. And she's apologizing for that. She also wants you to know that she loves you very much. And I'm just going to tell you from one person to another, if you haven't forgiven her, it only holds you back when you don't. And I can tell you that from personal experience, and Mikey could help explain that to you. He came to me with a message from my mother, and I yelled at him. And I got snotty.
Yeah.
And he apologized to me. And I had a very dear friend and teacher who asked me, how long are you going to hold this with your mother? And told me to look at my mother as a woman and not my mother. Look at her as to what was her struggle in life, what was she afraid of, what made her happy. And I don't think my mother was ever happy, okay? I'm just going to tell you, my mother was the crabbiest person I have ever known. And I spent, 6, 7, 8 months doing that.
Yep.
And because now I'm a mother and I have kids and my kids are mad at me for things. And so I looked at all of that and I did get to the point where I forgave my mother. And what I said to her was, I forgive you, but it doesn't change any of what you did to me. Those things still happen. I forgive you for those, but that doesn't mean you're a good mother. It just means I've forgiven you. And in a class that we were in, she came through Mike and told Mike that she has gratitude. So I'm just going to tell you, it doesn't mean you have to like any of that, but it holds you back from moving forward when we, not just you, anybody who doesn't forgive and holds that. So she's letting you know that she's here. And honestly, she's on the other side and sees things way differently than when she is here, which again, doesn't change what happened. But for you, I would ask you to find a way to forgive her. So thank you. Because you have so much to give other people, and Spirit and her wants you to give that from your heart to other people. And you will then teach this lesson just like I did.
Well, it's spot on.
It's a hard one. It's really a hard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's my mother was not a nice person. She was nice to everybody else. But I mean, honestly, I thought that people had kids because they needed slaves. So does that tell you how my mother was? So, I mean, from the time I was this big. So.
See, my mother was very, very nice. But very quickly, I'm 60. So
you don't look it.
Oh, thank you. Only about 3 years ago, my sisters asked me to take a DNA so my little leaf would come over on the ancestry. Found out my father was not my father. And she knew.
She did. She's shaking her head behind you. There is something. I feel as you say that. I feel that there is a story there that you will find out.
A lot of things out. Yeah.
I'm also hearing from Spirit that don't let it take away from you who you are and everything that you've been, and use this to help teach back to other people. All right,
thank you.
I know everybody's looking at me.
I'm
sitting here. So one of the conversations we had was, I wanted to make sure everybody got a message in the room. And then the other part of this was, I wanted us all to have our own little, like, give you guys like a message for the coming year, kind of things that are moving forward, and kind of offer kind of some words of encouragement and stuff like that. And funny part about this is I'm sitting here and I'm trying to figure out what that message is supposed to look like and what it's supposed to be. And I'm like spacing out and everything like that. And I was kept chewing on Daniel. I kept chewing on Daniel and I'm like going, well, that's just a guide. Why am I chewing on Daniel? And I think the reason why it's coming up more than anything is I think this year, a lot of us look at this year as going into that lion's den. You know, we all are, you know, you might be looking at it as financial. You know, some people are talking about the stock market. Some people are talking about the conversation about the election and all this stuff. Everybody's getting this amped up energy going into that den. And I think what we have to remember is as we move forward through this time, we have to understand that we're gonna come out unscathed. We're gonna come out on the other side without any issues. And we just have to understand that this is a process. This is a learning opportunity for everybody. I do feel that I also do feel that in a very short time, I think the tensions with the Middle East, I'm gonna go there, I think are gonna wind down. I really feel like that's gonna come to a quick succession for us because I think there's enough energy push behind that I think it's gonna see itself kind of rectified in this situation. Does anyone else have any other thoughts they want to share?
Well, I also was thinking about that, and I did some automatic writing today, and my message was basically for those of us who are hurting, who are missing loved ones, or grieving things in the world that are happening that are outrageous, that we are to not forget the power of loving kindness, forgiveness, and that we have to start with ourselves first, because if there's parts of ourselves that we haven't healed that are hating, we're not going to be able to help other people. And so that message was really look to ourselves in the places that we don't want to admit or have been avoiding. Like, take your time, but not too much time, because we got a lot of work to do this year.
And I guess typically I don't do a joint message with Flower, but we're going to do one tonight. You know, I'm looking at this, you know what I mean? Everyone's looking at it, looks droopy and everything like that. And, you know, what's the right way to do this? You cut the base, right? Cut it off. We stick it in a thing of water and we expect it to grow, right? And expect it to come back into its fullness. Do you realize, does anyone know how you actually take care of these? What you actually do is you fill up your bucket with warm water, turn it upside down, and stick it upside down. And what it will actually do is actually bring life back into it. And so what I think we have to do is piggyback on what you're saying, is if we take these things that we think we know, flip it on its head, we're going to come out better off. You know, and I'm going to say a lot of us look at these words where we go, hey, you know what? This is the trigger word for me, or this is that, or this is this. What I'm going to tell you is look at those trigger words and use them as a strength word. Use them as a word that you can use those to conquer everything. And, you know, find that strength within those trigger words, and now you can feel like you can knock it home. And why is everybody looking at me?
Because you're talking.
I know.
So I've been thinking about this for a while. It's been coming through. So I'm just going to say, I'm not sure who exactly this message is coming from. It's female energy. So I think it's like a combination of female goddesses, the Blessed Mother. It's just a female energy. And the message has to do with believing in yourself and keep moving forward. So I'm going to pick on you. I'm going to pick on a couple of you, but I'm going to pick on you first. So you have dreams, right? And things that you want to do. So we are taught throughout our lives that, I mean, I, going back to the mother conversation, I had a mother that never thought any of that stuff was possible. And so I spent a lot of my life trying to get past that. So when you're dreaming and you're looking at what you want to do, don't be afraid to just look at it as this big instead of just this big. Oh, I can only be this big. So everybody has things that they want to do. And you're younger. Look at your life and where it can go and look at it this big. And
forget about all that stuff that we carry with us. And when I say that, I trust me, it's not, I know it's not easy because I'm the person that's always in the crap trying to get out of it. But use this energy. There's a lot of energy this year for moving forward. You use it to get a position or do something that really you want to do. You have so much ability and talent. Don't keep working for people that don't appreciate you. And that goes for everybody. Like, you want to write. I mean, and if it's meant to be shared or someone's meant to see it, it will. So the message is about loving yourself, sending love out into the world, and not being afraid to be who you really are. And when they say that, they're talking about who you are in here, not who, you know, your friend thinks you're supposed to be, or who your people at work think you're supposed to be. Love yourself enough to believe that you came here to do wonderful, great things. And this year, this energy is building. I mean, we all feel it.
It's an 8 year.
Yes.
It's an 8 year, guys. It's manifestation year. So think about what that means. What you put out to the universe is what you get this year.
And that, I mean, it happens. I see it. I mean, I was a divorced mom with 3 kids working 4 jobs. And all I kept, on one hand, I was doing all those affirmations, you know, that you read about, you know, bringing yourself money, doing this. I was doing that. And over here, I was walking around saying, oh my God, I don't have money. I don't have money to make the house payment. Oh my God, we don't have money to do this. And what energy was coming to me was the I don't have energy. That it was canceling this energy out over here. So, and do it in baby steps. And just follow your heart and be who you're supposed to be. You're all very special and have gifts and things to share. Share them with people. Just like I shared about my mother. I mean, you all have things to share. Share that with people. And share your music. Music raises people's vibrations. So, you know, that's, do things that raise your vibration, take you to a higher space.
Well, I guess
as you're chit-chatting, I'm going to do something as we're chit-chatting. I'm actually going to pass the basket around for Logo Nations. Feel free to toss stuff in if you choose. If not, it's on you.
I guess I'll bring forth some stuff that I'm getting hit on now. First off, from wonderful Master Jesus, who wants to bring in the love and compassion for everybody to continue to spread love and peace and joy around your family, around your friends, around your communities. Knowing that we're all brother and sister, we're all connected, we all have a greater purpose to really feel that connection this year. We've been getting it, Lynette, we've been getting the message for the last 6 months now or 6 weeks, about putting that love out in the world. Living Master Cleonata had come forward and told us in a session about spreading out that light, putting out that light out to the world around us to bring in and raise those vibrations up for everybody. And I have Mother Mary here who wants to talk about the mother energy, about taking care of ourselves. Self-care is so important. We need to remember to take care of ourselves, especially those who take care of others around you. You have to take care of yourself. You can't fill up an empty cup. So if you're depleted, you know there's nothing to do with those around you that you want to take care of. So make sure you're taking care of yourself, doing right by yourself, doing your own self-care. What that looks like, it does not mean you're being selfish. It just means you're giving back to yourself. It is important to do so. And from the entire group, this is different, from the entire intellect realm, they're all speaking in chorus right now to me, that we need to, this is the year to, hold on, stop talking. push ourselves to go out and make this happen this year, you know. Just bring it this year. Just go for it. Take those leaps of faith. Really, you know, go come out of our shells and really push ourselves into this year to get things done, get things taken care of. But really about just come back. Yeah, leap of faith. Taking those leaps, taking those intuitive steps. Trust yourself. And like you said, it's about moving forward this year. Moving into a new chapter of our lives. I also want to say for the most of the beginning of this year, just some great stuff coming out this year to continue to push ourselves through. But those are for me, angels. They want you to all know that they're here to help guide and watch over us, but they're here to really just kind of give us that kick in the pants so we can take moving.
I, as whenever I do one of these events and I'm sitting in your chair, I always get to this point. I go, I have 5,000 questions, and you end up leaving. And then you have those questions when you get home, you have no one to ask them to. Anybody have a question they would like to ask one of us? And you guys are welcome to pick one person, answer the question. You can toss it up to the group, however you want to do it. Want to have a question? I was waiting. I'm like, do I go with this question? You first, we'll go to you.
What about dreams? If you have a continuous dream about one person, but it's always different situations.
I can talk on that one. I'm going to say it this way. Generally, it's about the person itself. So the conversations, look at the person, look at the conversation, what's going on with that individual. A lot of times, spirit will try to nudge us in one direction or the other to focus on that individual. If that person is alive, means spirit wants you to pay attention to them. Kind of step in and be closer to that individual. You know, I always laugh and say, you know, someone's, you know, you're dreaming about mom. Generally, someone in spirit saying, hey, focus on mom for a little bit. And a lot of the other side chatter tends to be conversations of what's going on. And I'm going to do a for you real quick. A cigar is not always a cigar, so you want to really dial into those dreams and kind of figure out what's going on in those dreams so that way you know exactly what's going on. I'm going to use one of the ones that I always talk about because it makes people think for a second. Anyone ever have a dream where they're losing teeth before? Do you know what that's all about? It's about money. It means you're losing money. You're worried about money. So when it comes to dream interpretation, you really need to look at you really want to grab your hands and look up a book, look at something, kind of really break it down so that way you can see what's going on.
Well, another technique is to have each person in your dream, or if it's the one person, talk to you when you're awake and have them. You can talk as them, but having that conversation and hearing what they're saying, I know it sounds crazy, but when you do it, it really helps. You can get the message back. Even objects, if there's repeated objects in the dream, animals, have them talk to you.
I had a question about the picture. She said there was a dark-haired gentleman. Mm-hmm. I was wondering, was a young gentleman or an older gentleman?
He just showed himself as a dark-haired gentleman. He didn't look older, but again, spirit shows themselves however you would most likely remember them. They're as their favorite, as their your favorite way to see them.
And I'm going to say this to you a lot of times is spirit will identify themselves, say, I had dark hair, I had black hair, I had this color hair. Reason being, that was a pride and joy. That was that's the thing that you remember them by. You know what I mean? Like, that's that conversation. And so generally, if spirit's presenting a way, it's why it comes through that way. I had grandmas who will present with nails. And, you know, I see nails. Like, why am I seeing these nails? She loved her nails dearly. And so for me, I'm going to say, you know, that was his thing. And I'm going to laugh and say, can I do mind if I jump in on this?
No, you go right ahead.
I'm going to say, I kind of feel like this is the gentleman I felt between the two of you guys. And it's something with his hair. Did he end up losing hair by the time he passed?
Kind of.
Yeah, because I kind of think
my son, her brother, her father.
Because I kind of feel like this individual was like very, I hate to use the word conceited because that's not the right way, but I feel like he's very in or retentive when it came to his hair.
Yeah.
It's very important that everybody knows I have a full head of hair now. And to me, it's that conversation in this, like, that's the reason why he wanted to say, hey, guess what? My dark hair's back and stuff like that.
Before we have any more questions, I have a question. This is, I don't want to do this, but I'm going me being the empath in the room, I'm going to ask who's having the shoulder problems, the left shoulder, the left arm? You are?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I was in a car accident a long time ago, so when I get stressed, it gets like inflamed.
I'm also going to address not just the physical, but I'm going to address energetically. The left side is our receiving side.
Okay.
So what aren't you receiving that you should be?
Uh,
or what aren't you allowing yourself to receive that you should be receiving? Allow yourself to receive. Allow yourself, whatever comes forward, allow yourself to receive that.
Okay.
Don't block receiving because, again, that causes blocks the energy flow. It can cause the pain. You know, I mean, there may be some physical stuff going on, but I'm looking more energetically. It's what are we blocking that we're supposed to be receiving?
Okay.
I'm going to piggyback on this, just a conversation for everybody. You know how we get into a thought process, and I'm going to look at the women in the room because, you know, everyone goes, I'm done with love. I'm never going to love again. I'm blocking it all out. You know, I'm never going to date anybody again. Well, the moment you do that, do you realize what you're telling the universe? I don't want nothing. You are literally telling the universe, I want nothing. Because what it's going to do is it's looking at giving you something. And you're putting up that barrier protection. You're blocking yourself from everything. And so that means you're blocking yourself from money. You're blocking yourself from healing. You're blocking yourself from love. It doesn't have to be from a person or, you know, it can be from your dog. But the problem is you're closing down that heart chakra so you don't have to receive. And it really boils down to what are you willing to receive?
Sorry. Any questions?
Go for it.
He is dealing with love. He's looking at me very hard.
That's how this works, by the way, folks. I don't know. There's also messages we all get that we don't want to give in a group environment. So that's why we kind of do some of this stuff at the end. Gives us a chance to talk. What was your question, Derek?
I don't know.
Okay.
My question is, if there's a time frame that signable contacts me.
Only because I just read you recently.
I know.
I'm gonna send this off one way or the other.
When you said that, I heard the number six. So
that's
six,
what it is.
Six days, 6 weeks, 6 months, and I was more of a 6 month time frame.
Yep.
I think that's kind of what we were talking about. I kind of feel like there's a stagnation right now, and things aren't gonna happen. It's just gonna take. There's some stuff we gotta figure out.
That's the question that I left as soon as I got in the car. I was like.
Yeah,
it was like so.
Yeah, I'm here in six, so I'm here in 6 months.
That's a good. This is something too for those who get readings. Though, and this is just a good conversation. If you're planning on getting a reading, write yourself a list of questions. You know, the night before, sit down and write yourself a list. And a lot of times, those lists help immensely when you're in that reading to get information and stuff like that. The other thing is, who tonight asks their loved one to show up in spirit. That's a great move. If you are coming to see one of us, put those intentions out, put those conversations out and say, hey, you know what? Can you show up? Can you give me a message? Can you, you know, give them those conversations? And that's the name of the game. It really helps us connect because you're already bringing them with you. You know, that's part of that conversation. And a lot of people don't realize that. They just think, well, they're just going to show up. Well, you need to invite them. You know, you invite it to your house for Christmas? Absolutely.
Brian makes a great point. One of the great ways to prep for reading is to make a list. Whether you go with the list with your reader before or after your reading is up to you. A lot of times, my goal is always ask, you know, there's always questions, but I always try to answer those questions before you have to ask them. And typically, I do have people who bring me a list of paper and say, I have questions. I say, well, do you want to go with the questions or? Should I kind of get a thing first? And usually they said, go do what you're going to do. 9 times out of 10, I've already answered those questions that are on that list before they even have asked me. Sometimes those are the ones that maybe I get to you because I got the more important ones. So then I'll cover those questions afterwards. But making a list, if you're not going to have questions, writing them down is a great way to do it. You know, some people just sit down and be like, what do you got for me? And we do that too. But if you have questions, it's great to have them with you.
I guess. Then my dog Comfort.
That's the name.
And all my ears is open to Comfort. Thank you.
She's happy.
That's yeah, and I'm gonna say you notice really quick when you ask the members on themselves, it's a much better experience.
Yeah. And typically it's funny, even Brian can probably tell you too. Like when we know that we're gonna be doing readings, we know that we're gonna be in a fair doing stuff, or you know, we know we're gonna have something like this. a lot of times, like before, we're already being talked to. I'm like, okay, go into tomorrow. They're not going to tomorrow. We're gonna wait, okay, guys. Not tonight. I can't tell them tonight what's going on. Come tomorrow, and we'll discuss that. A lot of times, then they'll come with you guys. When you come to events like this or some of your greetings, they come to you because they've already been talking to us.
And that's true. And I'm gonna point to you because, ask Brian. As I was driving here, I was talking to the people I usually talk to. And as I was saying, you know, Mary, Mother Mary and St. Michael and stuff. And as I was like naming people that I just normally ask to be with me, I heard the Federation. And I came in and I said to Brian.
Oh, that's right, you did.
What the heck is up with that? And I'm like, okay, so there's somebody must be here tonight that's going to pertain to.
Yep,
which
go.
I picked up Ashtar's necklace and I almost put it on.
So Spirit usually gets to us prior to you guys showing up. They're already talking to us. They're already getting ready for us to deliver messages. So we're, look happens.
I mean, we don't always know why.
Nope.
But, you know, it becomes clear at some point. So, but yeah, I mean, and all of you, I promise, get messages as well. You're just maybe not as open to them or don't pay attention or they don't make sense. I mean, when I first started doing this and I would get messages, I would think that, I don't think that's right. And then something would happen in a couple of days, or I would not pay attention to it, and then something would happen, and I would go, oh, I should pay attention to that. So it's getting used to it, you know, paying attention to your own intuition.
If the thing gets loud, somebody say something. I know, and I'm going to say I'm not a loud talker, that's on my note. The other thing, too, is does anybody have a final question in the room? Seriously, if you have questions, we're all going to stick around. We're not going anywhere, so if you guys have questions when we're done, feel free to walk up. Feel free to chit-chat with one of us. I also, just for the night, I've started Archangel Michael cards in the floor if you want to take one with you. And then if there's not any other questions, let's go ahead and do a close of prayer, and then we'll release the chat time. All right. Mike, final close of prayer.
Go
ahead. Mother, Father, God, Great Spirit, we thank you for this opportunity to come together in spirit. We thank you for all those messages that came forward. We thank you for allowing us all to arrive home safely as we are.
And I'm going to ask the Archangel Michael to follow us, Raphael, sorry, to follow us home this evening as we make our travels back home. Make sure we get our safe son and then.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
Yes.
I'm going to spit it out.